right. See, we got ourselves some Flamin' Hot drinks and Flamin' Hot Cheetos for our Flamin' Hot topic tonight.
What's that topic?
I don't know. I'm not in charge.
What? That was a great bring-in.
I know.
Go for it.
Again, I pitched the ball. Who's going to hit that home run?
You know what we're talking about tonight?
I'm literally playing tennis with you on words right now, Cam.
It's Paul.
I'll go for it. I'll take the lob.
I already took the lob.
Go for it.
I spiked it.
What are we doing?
I'm just waiting for the return.
Loud noises.
And this is what happened when
Cam,
we got established.
What's the topic?
I believe we're talking about Amber Heard.
Oh my gosh, you mean Amber Turd? Oh,
yes, indeed.
Oh, we're going for 2.0 here.
You know, we had so much fun.
It's been a few weeks since we've gotten together.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
How long has it been?
A while.
It's been three weeks.
3 weeks? That's a record.
To the people listening, it's only been a week, but for us, it's been three.
Jeez, I missed you guys. A lot's been going on.
I haven't really missed you guys.
I'm just saying this on social media.
Just too busy to care.
Honestly, my feelings have gone numb. So I'm a walking shell of a man.
Soul's being sapped out of you.
That's because he's sitting next to me all the time. So
well played.
What's that thing on Parks and Rec? He's like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Well, I don't sleep anymore, and my common interests don't interest me anymore. So. I'm sad all the time." Anyway, but today we're not here to talk about Parks and Rec.
We're here to do a part two.
Part dos.
Of Depp versus Heard.
Yes.
I heard about that. Let's go Depp.
Let's dive deep into what we've heard.
Yes, keep them going.
Oh boy,
because it's Johnny Depp.
Amber
Heard. You know,
thanks for laying that out, Chris.
Yeah,
oh, appreciate it.
Nick, you didn't even just lay it out. He like served it on a platter. Yeah.
A little sparrow told me that she don't got jack on him.
Yeah!
A jar of dirt.
I've got a job done.
What was it that she said about that?
Having a jar of cocaine.
He's like, it was dirt.
He looks at his lawyer. He's like, it was dirt. And they just both start laughing like while she's on the stand. They're having a great time.
The amusement.
It seriously is something out of a movie. Like, I feel like this whole thing is fake.
Well, do you think it is fake? There is a conspiracy surrounding that.
There's no way.
There is.
I don't think it could be fake.
Do you know why it's conspiracy?
Why?
Mr. Conspiracy Guy?
I am that guy.
I know.
They
take our minds off.
It's to distract us from Bill Gates and like all the farmland being taken over.
Stuff.
On top of that, all of the warehouses of like food being destroyed.
Don't even start me down that path.
And baby formula going gone.
Yep. And I mean, I saw an article recently. I can't remember if you guys, I think you might have sent it. Someone sent it, I feel. But it was an article about how way back in the day, the government
was killing
buffalo to force Native Americans into becoming dependent upon the government.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So is that what they're doing now?
I do say the timing of it is very interesting, and the length of it. Ghislaine Maxwell's trial wasn't even this long,
right? Mm-hmm.
And she was helping a man take advantage of children.
Hold on, is her trial over?
Oh, yeah. Long over. Dude, that thing was like 2 weeks long, maybe. Yeah. Maybe like 9 days.
I thought it was like still going on.
No, it ended forever ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was her...
She committed suicide. I'm just kidding.
She got suicided.
Yeah. Hillary showed up. Oh, on cigar. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Before we go any further, welcome to Five's a Crowd. If you're new here, please hit that subscribe, especially if we make you laugh. I'm surrounded by all my best friends, Cam, Chris, Tony, and Zach, and I'll be your host tonight. My name's Austin, so welcome, grab a seat, enjoy us, and Let's talk about the turd that you
just
heard.
Just get ready for some facts riddled in amongst a lot of sarcasm and jokes.
From depth in the bowels.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, if you're taking, like, how do I want to say this? I'm going to be very airheady tonight. Just throwing that out there. Nice. But
you should take a bump.
You got it.
Yeah,
gotta
I'm going to blow my nose.
Well, you didn't pause for the picture.
Oh, yeah, I got to pause.
But so the whole reason for the case, we don't take lightly. Domestic abuse, that kind of thing. We take very seriously, that kind of thing. Yeah. So we're not making fun of that before anybody gets upset. The rest of it, we're going to strongly make fun of.
We already did get called out for that in our last one.
Did we really? I didn't know I was a beta male. I figured that one out.
What's a beta male?
You are definitely not a beta male.
Yeah, someone wrote on there basically that how dare us, you know, talk lightly of Johnny Depp and this Amber Heard situation.
We dare.
This is no joking matter and... You know, well, this is
everything,
a horrible
a joking matter. Some timing
like
is
that.
Right.
What's a beta male?
Yeah. Basically, it's a...
Think of what's an alpha male.
Opposite of an alpha male. So you're like a weakling.
Oh. It means you roll over on your belly.
Yeah, that's you.
I do.
To the T.
All of it.
Right.
I mean...
For
I do
good
like
belly
my,
scrubs.
I was going to say, I do like my belly rubbed.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I'm like, I'm a little lower.
In fact, me and Carol were talking about this the other day. I'm like Carl on Jimmy Neutron. Mm. Did you ever see Jimmy Neutron movie?
I love Jimmy Neutron, dude. Yeah.
I was sitting there going, nani, nani, nani. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's what Carl does when he gets his belly rubbed. His mom comes in, rubs his belly, and he goes, nani.
So
I know why you're partial to him. It's because he's a redhead.
Uh-huh. I usually don't listen to the comments, but I was like, oh, this one's doing good. Let's read. And I was like, huh, found out I'm a beta male today.
Do they call you specifically or just all of us?
All of us.
We're I missed that one.
Oh, I found out that we will forever be single and never
be married.
That's
right. Oh, yeah.
We're a bunch of,
bunch of out of shape old dudes that will never be married.
That's right.
That apparently, they haven't listened to one of our previous episodes.
Or they just don't see all of our fingers.
Well, I mean, it's hard to see our fingers, but I think we bring up our wives.
Well, I mean, I know my wife is pretty much brought up in almost every episode.
That's right.
And here's the problem. I take everything that everybody says to me to heart.
Oh, I just don't care.
Chris cries himself to sleep.
I do.
Every night.
Like I just want to be loved by everyone.
Just kidding.
I gave up on that dream a long time ago.
Yeah, quickly learned to not give up.
Not give
we're
a
just here to have a good time, everybody.
We are, and we and hope you are too.
It's listen, your choice seriously. To have that good time, so choose it.
But just so you know, we shouldn't have to say we take this. We don't really take this lightly. We understand that it's serious, but we kid about stuff, and it's just what we do. So if you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
Who was it that was quoting that Chris D'Elia the other day?
Me.
Yeah, what was it that he
said? It was literally yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Bro, we were sitting right here.
Bro, don't even talk to me about timelines. These last 3 weeks, have you ever bought a house? Dude, it is freaking bananas.
I don't want.
He hasn't bought
one,
a house.
I just don't want to have
not,
to do it.
Not even like, not even just the buying process, right. But everything that I've been setting up to do is just, I couldn't tell you timelines.
You got a platter
Cam got
full,
his house for free, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. But see, it is just like
you
that
get
quote.
A house. You guys
have all seen it. I'm pretty sure I sent it to you all. But that Chris D'Elia quote where he's like, it's really weird that people get mad at comedians. It's actually the weirdest. Yes. You know why? Because we're joking.
It's just jokes.
We made the whole thing up. Didn't really happen.
And then
the best part is you pay us to say it.
With that, please join and pay us. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, on Real Talk. So with the move, there's going to be a brand new studio.
Oh, yeah.
And we are looking to get all ritzed up in the joint with brand new setup for the podcast.
And actually have like podcasts, not just a second use studio.
Yeah.
Of just men try with more people, but like an actual fives a crowd area.
It will be way dope. And with your monetary donation, it will help fund that new studio. So if that's something you want to see, please hit that join button.
What kind of background would you guys like to see? I want to know. Throw out some suggestions.
I want to see
You're thinking of
titties. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> Sorry, I had to.
Can they mine be one on each side? Nice and hairy.
Yeah. Wait, whoa. Too many side conversations.
Can you say that? Man. Can you say that word?
Okay, just
it'll,
did.
It'll also help us have time for research, better research. Right. So it helps everyone.
Titties?
Help us help you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're on to one tonight. Weird. We might be slap happy. I don't know, man.
I'm tired. I haven't slept well the past couple of nights, and so I'm on like Jack Sparrow mode. Like it's just like
we just got on a boat. And we're seeing where it goes. Is what's going on right
sinking
now?
Sinking real fast.
Yo,
we're Jack Sparrow on the bird watch.
Yep.
On a side note,
I mean, I got what you meant.
On a side note. It is not 100% official that Johnny Depp will not be back as...
It's 100%, dude.
Now, here's Johnny, the thing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Go ahead. Oh,
okay. Jerry Bruckheimer actually came out and said that he's kind of talked with Johnny a little bit. And he said, never say never. There's some things in the work, and he's actually working on a 6th script right now, and he wants Johnny to play it.
But that's the thing. So I read that a couple of times. I don't remember him saying he was directly talking to Johnny. He said... They're working on a 6th film and they want him in it. So basically, I feel like he's putting out the hey, like, we really want to make this happen. And they're going to try to sweet talk Johnny back into it.
And he's like, give me my alpacas.
Yeah, you want to know why? It's because they get all the free press right now.
Right.
All the free press in the world. This whole story is nothing but headlines.
It's true.
Yep.
And it would be but free promotion and a giant paycheck for Disney.
I do hope almost that it's like a olive branch. Like, hey, we're sorry.
Screw Disney, bro.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
You heard me.
Whoa.
You heard me.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got Deb's back. Where's yours, you spineless coward?
Oh, and he's not even the best actor.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I get pissed off.
I agree with you.
Disney adult community just got shook.
I am now a beta male and a spineless bastard. Gosh.
I didn't call you a bastard.
You're not the bastard.
He knows your father.
Well, but he didn't come back Dutch.
That's true. But also, if Johnny goes and he works on this film, then he will have just perjured himself.
Listen, I'm just a big believer in the law that you're innocent until proven guilty. And this cancel culture crap has got to stop. So
cancel culture.
I got Depp's back too.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. Here, I would be 1,000% on your side. But Depp himself came out and said he will never work with them again.
Right. I agree.
And from his perspective, if I was him and Disney dropped me like that, basically backstabbing me, kind of like they did James Gunn, I would be ticked off and I would never want to make them another cent.
True. But you never say never.
No, screw
the hard
them.
Thing
never
is,
say never.
I agree with the passion and the drive of like saying screw you, who screwed me kind of thing. But Money talks, man. I've seen people fold for all kinds of amounts. Yeah, but we had a conversation about getting kicked in the nuts for $10 or $100,000. And this man,
was yours $10?
Just to be more famous. Like, the
thanks for bringing
there.
That back up.
I'm just saying, people do a lot of things for money.
You know what would be awesome?
I got you.
Is if they did a knockoff movie. If Jerry Bruckheimer made his own Pirates movie, not Disney, and called it Pirates of the Gulf of Mexico. No, I don't know. I'm just throwing
it'd be
something
more like
out there.
Marauders of the Indian Ocean. I don't know. Okay.
And then have Johnny Depp come in.
John Robin.
Yeah.
John Robin.
It's got to be something with a little more pizzazz.
Jason Magpie.
Jason Crow.
I like it.
Wait, Jason's not a pirate name. How about Winston
Lieutenant,
Crow?
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant is what they said back then.
John Vulture.
Lieutenant?
Yeah.
John Vulture.
It's basically Lieutenant, but it was they referred to him as Lieutenants.
Lieutenant, yeah. Mm.
Back in the day.
Right. Interesting.
Lieutenant.
Sounds real dumb, so they changed to Lieutenant.
No, just
by the
America
way, that was just
better.
For giggles. I really am not mad at you.
He's mad what? At Disney. Not
I'm mad at Disney. I'm not mad
okay.
at you.
Hi, welcome back.
He's zoning. You're thinking about The Rock. That's fine. I get
don't.
It.
No. He said The Rock. Now we're...
So before we go down that rabbit hole,
thank
I feel
you.
Like we've seen...
Thank you.
Since we last talked about this, we've... Amber Heard has been on stand. I don't think she was the last time.
She wasn't. So, it was just Johnny.
Yeah, so Johnny was the only one to be examined, and now the cross-examining of Amber Heard is happening.
Right.
And so that's where we're seeing all the crazy stuff come
and
out.
And she's such a terrible actress.
Terrible.
Like...
I don't know how she is
so
an actress.
Fake. Yeah.
She's so bad. And she can't fake cry.
I take a minute. I'm like, am I being biased here? Nope. She's just horrible.
Dude, she is way bad.
Yeah.
She's all wincy and like.
Can you explain to me literally what was in that napkin? There's been a few.
Bro.
Go ahead.
I know what you're talking about. Cocaina? Like there's been theories that there's possibly a little cocaine in there. I mean, if you're supposedly hanging out with a jar of cocaine. You're not going to partake?
Yeah.
Especially, she's
sugar.
Also had issues with drugs, not just him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, freak, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if she's snorting
the bottle.
Her.
That is the bottle, too, where she went to go take a drink and then the
she hurries
what do
they and call
tucks
that?
It?
The
flash? Plaintiff or
no,
something?
The person,
bailiff.
The guard.
Bailiff.
Yeah.
What did I say?
So
plaintiff?
What is this?
What's a plaintiff?
He brought
is
her a bottle of something.
No,
so she had a metal canister, just like your normal water bottle type thing.
Hydro flask,
whatever. No. And she had pulled it out and went to go take a drink of it. Then the bailiff started walking by her, and she immediately stopped and hurried and put it down her side, put it back in her pocket.
Scrambled.
Very suspicious. 100% speculation as to what or why is it,
liquid cocaine.
It happened. But a lot of people are thinking that there's alcohol
classic.
In there or something.
Wow. So she's just got a wild addiction.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if she's really doing a bump of cocaine on the stand? That is ballsy.
Yeah.
As Bob Saget said,
is it
cocaine's
ballsy?
One hell of a drug.
I thought that was Rick James. Bitch.
Maybe
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
But what is? Oh, I suck. Never mind. Yeah, that's Bob Saget.
That's an addiction.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But, I'm glad you caught on to that. Thank you.
Right, you're right.
So the other conspiracy or thing that they're questioning is that whatever she put up her nose was to try and help her generate tears.
Mm.
To effort?
I don't know. Something to try and help her cry.
Objection.
Oh.
Hearsay.
Well, that one of you shared a little thing from the Daily Wire where they kind of did a little deep dive into that. And for a split second, you see a little bit of white on her nose after that.
And then she
does a quick wipe.
Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Well, she's wiping up snot
boogers.
That's not there.
Boogers.
There's no tears. That's all so fake.
And my dog stepped
she's
out of me.
She's strung out.
And
but the wild thing,
a tree.
I saw this I saw this one video.
The leprechaun laughed with glee.
That just came to me.
Great. I like that one. I saw this one video where I think it was her lawyer I don't remember whose lawyer it was. Someone asked her, like, Johnny Depp hasn't looked at you once this entire trial.
That's what I was going to bring up.
He apparently won't even look at her. And they had a recording.
Hang on. Back up before that. So they're questioning Amber Heard, and they're like, Johnny hasn't looked at you this entire trial, has he? And she's like, no, he hasn't. And she's like, but you've looked at him many times. And she looks right at him and goes, yes, I have.
Stares at him.
And then she's like, is it true that Johnny said that he would never lay eyes on you again? And all of a sudden she kind of goes from this like confident, like pompous. And then she goes, I don't know. And then right there, they play the recording.
Yep. And he said, I'll never let you see my eyes again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So that's why he's always in glasses. Uh-huh. Because she's never allowed to see his eyes again.
But it plays.
And if he can hold out with that, I feel like he could step away from Disney.
They play this audio, though, of them fighting again, but you hear her in the audio say, just hug me, please, just hug me. And he's going off. He's like, you think I'm gonna hug you and hold you and let you put your hands on me after all the BS that you've done? And then I can't remember exactly word for word, but at some point in the audio he says, he's like, you're never gonna see my effing eyes again. And he's holding to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
what an interesting thing to think of in the moment.
He's eccentric.
Like, could you imagine? You're never going to see these eyes again.
He's so delighted.
What is that, Terry Crews?
Kind of sound like Terry Crews. Terry Crews.
Pop your pecs.
Yes.
Samuel L. Jackson kind of sounds like that.
Gosh, I wish I had a tight shirt.
You can buy one.
All you got to do is shop in the kids section.
They don't come in half pint. Yeah, exactly.
You just got to go in the kids section.
We were going to go see if we can find you a smaller shirt.
Do you have stuff made for a skeleton?
They don't make one. We checked. What's that off of?
That's a good question.
Transformers, the second one.
I didn't hear it.
Oh. I don't remember that part.
In the second Transformers, when he's at the college party, and Bumblebee pulls up for the first time, and he's like parked on the bushes. And
what's going on? Sorry, go ahead. I'm laughing in my own mind, okay? It's fine.
It's not important. Moving on.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I don't know why randomly that Fast and Furious scene where Dwayne the Rock Johnson's walking up to the house. Yeah. And he's like, what'd they do? Run out of baby oil? And he's like, I can't remember what he says.
Hide your baby oil. And he goes, hide that big ass forehead.
Yes.
And that was 100% improvised, too. Ludacris spits his drink everywhere.
Spits his drink out. And what's his face? And the other guy's like, it was a joke.
It was a joke, man.
So funny. I love that part.
Hide that big ass forehead.
Because isn't it in that same one earlier in the show, they're teasing about the size of his forehead.
Probably. I think so. Yeah. sorry to go way off course.
We're good at it.
Why that memory?
You guys expect it, right?
All right. So, where were we?
Well, back on to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Oh, and just to clarify, I don't remember if we said it exactly right last time. He's suing her for $50 million. She's counter suing for $100 million.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know there was a counter in there.
Yeah. So now they're trying to claim that she's not getting work because of his allegations. Yeah. So basically the same thing he's doing, which brings me back to when talking about the eye thing.
Okay.
She also has been mimicking his clothes.
Right. Oh, I was going to bring that. Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Some mental things.
Here's
the thing.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah. Here's the thing with her.
But he doesn't care.
It could be one of two things. It could either be she's intentionally trying to do something to him mentally, or her own mental issues are causing these things.
Well, you know she's trying to see that everybody loves Johnny, so she's trying to be like Johnny, maybe.
Yeah, she literally the next day in trial wears almost the exact type of thing he wore the day before. Yeah.
Didn't he have a little tie tack or something that was like a bumblebee?
Yeah.
And then the next day she had hers.
Well, it was embroidered. Yeah, it was embroidered on the tie.
Yeah.
And she had one just like it. Same color suits.
So weird.
Even she's Team Johnny.
Exactly. Everybody's Team Johnny.
Bizarre.
But they're trying to claim that because of Johnny Depp's accusations and stuff, that she's not getting work. Like their claim is that she couldn't have been in a movie as successful as Aquaman and not had a similar rise to fame as co-star Jason Momoa unless something else is going on. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's the part that no one says out loud in Hollywood, but the only thing it could be is all of this. This is what's holding her back from actually
growing. But the difference is growing. He has proof that she actually did what he's claiming, where she
exactly.
did it.
No, exactly.
It's hearsay on her side of it, yeah.
And through all of this, his biggest claim was that she was still getting work when he was dropped from multiple movies. Big movies.
Right.
Well, a time traveler brought her makeup, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that, dude. That's why I love the internet so much.
What do they call those people who do the investigation?
Internet sleuths.
Yeah.
So
I found that.
To go back on that, the defending attorney, right, for Amber Heard, said that she brought up like a makeup contour thing.
And palette.
Palette, that's what it is. And was basically saying that she used that palette every day to cover up the bruises on her face. And the internet sleuths went to the internet to figure out what makeup it was. Turns out that the allegation of the bruises was a year later or a year earlier than when the palette was released.
Mm-hmm.
So the makeup company then came out and was like, sorry, this was released in 2017. Your allegations are for 2016.
Dun, dun, dun.
Double jeopardy.
I loved it.
But
loved that.
Yeah. Not just that, but they also say that when they start really getting into details with the story, you know that they're fabricating a story.
Yeah.
So,
well, like all those details.
He was wearing a mesh tank top and a mesh shirt.
Yeah. What details does that matter?
Stepped on a bee.
Who was it that there was the one video where this like retired FBI interrogator. He was watching body language and watching the case and different things.
Yeah.
And he brings up one of the times Johnny was on the stand and Johnny was telling the story about when the bottle was thrown at him and it cut his finger. Mm-hmm. And in the video of Johnny on the stand, he's reenacting what he's saying. He's like, I was sitting like this and my hand was like this. And like, he's going through and reenacting the exact moment. Mm-hmm. And then it goes back to this interrogator, and he was saying that one thing he knows is when someone's telling the truth, they'll reenact the scene because in their mind they're reliving it. Mm-hmm. And so when Johnny's doing this, the body language says that he's telling the truth.
He has a direct memory of the body movement.
Yeah, because there's no stutter in his speech as far as like there's stutter in the sense of like he's stopping to like you can see it in his eyes. He's reliving the memory. And he was just saying, he's like, when someone's lying, typically their body is pretty still because they're just making it up in their head. They're not reliving an actual memory.
Interesting. Now to play devil's advocate, do you think because he's an actor that he could have a superior
advantage to that?
That is definitely an argument.
Yeah, but Amber, woo, dog.
Not on her side of it. Yeah.
Not in her favor.
There's different levels of acting.
The hard thing is like
high school drama club acting.
I mean, I've watched so many things over the years, like so many like documentaries and TV shows that all deal with like crime and like investigation and things like that. And like people can do a lot of things. Like they can lie and enact,
be pretty like, convincing,
Be pretty convincing, but they also always make some sort of mistake. Like when the problem with lying is essentially that you have to create something out of nothing, but then you have to be consistent in it and consistently do it over and over and over and over again. And that's where people usually mess up. Yeah.
And then you got to lie on that lie to cover the lie. Mm-hmm. And then it's just your whole life's a bunch of lies.
Speaking of lies, when Amber lied about donating.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard about this.
Right? Her words were incorrect. Like on one, and correct me because I don't know the entirety, but she basically said she donated $5 million?
Seven.
$7 million to the ACLU and
yeah,
one other charity. I can't remember. And then later on the panel,
The stand.
The stand. She then said she pledged, which is
two different things.
Two different things. Yeah. So she caught. They caught her in a lie, which was huge.
Well, she goes, well, pledging and donating are the same thing to me. And the lawyer's like, well, it's not the same to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Calling her out on it.
Well, but
it was $3.5 million.
So three and a half to each, seven total.
Because I thought I thought her whole thing was that the seven that she won from the previous case against Johnny, yeah, that she was going to donate the full seven.
You're right. The other half, so half to ACLU, half to Children's Hospital Los
Angeles.
That's
what it is, yeah.
But she ended up only, so the was it, not all the money came directly from her. $100,000 came from Johnny, and then another $500,000 from a Vanguard account the ACLU believes to be associated with Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
So that's a fun fact. She used to date Musk.
Right.
But apparently she pledged this money and he partially helped. Johnny helped. And even still, they didn't get nearly close to the amount that she
pledged. So what did they get total?
600? So with those two, it's just 600,000.
Oh.
Well, yeah. And then later on the stand, she was saying, if he could stop suing me, then I could pledge. I could donate the rest of the money or whatever. And you're like,
stop suing you. He's done it once.
You're still in the middle of it. It's not like it's a.
And that was from how long ago? Like, that was from, what was it from? She was getting 7 million from what?
From the settlement.
From when they got divorced. Right.
Which was what, in 2015?
Well, I'm bad
something
with
like
years.
That. I don't know.
2016.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
But she hasn't made a single payment since 2018.
Jeez. Huh. Yeah, and then, she said pledge because she's like, I know I pledge. That way I had time to blah, blah, blah.
To never do it.
But there's a video of her saying that she already did. She says, I donated. She says, I donated. So yeah. She says
she did a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. I donated the whole amount or something.
Now,
what is she doing with the money? Why not donate it? I don't know.
She's rich.
Got it.
She's rich.
I mean,
she's got
she was rich before.
You know,
like what she made off of Aquaman, I'm sure was plenty.
She only made $2 million.
From Aquaman?
Actually, no. She was set to make $2 million on Aquaman 2.
Oh.
So for the first one, she didn't even make that much.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I thought, I guess it was in the contract, but the movie itself did really well.
Well, in the second one, they said she was supposed to have a main role, but then they cut her down to 10 minutes or something after this.
Yes.
Right. So
yeah, did she get eaten by a shark?
Well, there was a big old petition, right? The petition to get Amber Heard out of Aquaman 2 surpassed 4 million signatures. Mm-hmm, and then DC came out and said that they were actively looking into removing her.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So yeah, she got 1 million for the first movie.
But I think they shouldn't do it until she's been convicted, though. Yeah. Like we were saying about him.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah.
The hard thing is, though, when's that movie supposed to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman 2, isn't it? Like,
it's not my problem.
It's in post-production, so right. I mean, it's editing. They have a date announced for it. I got
March 17th next year.
Yeah.
It says Warner Bros. Pictures has reportedly planned an emergency meeting due to executives insisting that Amber Heard needs to be cut from Aquaman 2 completely.
And again, just because I don't want to be contradictory to my own belief, I don't think she should be cut until she is proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though it seems fairly obvious at this point.
I guess I picked this up and someone actually wrote it in the comments as well. How last time I had mentioned that, Warner Brothers was like, hey, good for you guys for not getting rid of Amber Heard. But then I also did realize after the fact that Warner Brothers is in charge of Fantastic Beasts.
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they cut Potter. Johnny Depp out of Fantastic Beasts. But yet they didn't get rid of Amber Heard.
No.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they
realized that, and someone posted in our comments, like after I listened to our podcast, I was like, wait a minute.
Same
company. Fantastic Beasts is Warner Brothers. So they have double standards.
That's sexism.
Yep.
It's just because
no, it's only if it's the other way.
It's many-isms.
Oh, you got, is that how it is?
Yeah, that's how it is. I'm glad we cleared that one up.
Yeah, jeez. Oh,
so
that could have been a curveball. Oh, man.
That's where I'm split.
I can't
wait
to see these comments.
Jokes, friends.
No, that's where I'm split.
Let's not try and alienate half of our fan base.
I love everybody. I just think some people are dumb. Just kidding. But not our fan base. Our fan base is great. I think the ones that say stuff like that are the ones that you don't ever see them comment before, and then all of a sudden they come out of left field. Yeah. I'm not digging anything. I was being for reals.
On a funny note, Amber Heard, Jess is really my only source of information because my life has been an utter cluster these last few weeks. So she's kind of kept me up to date on the whole Amber Heard thing. And the funniest part is that a few weeks ago, she fired her publicity team. Yeah. She fired her publicity team and hired a new guy because
guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I think he's just one guy.
You need a whole group of people for her.
Yeah. Well, the thing is the new guy that they brought on, I guess the internet trolled him or like looked at his backlog and found out he's been fired for like sexual harassment from multiple places.
Oh my
god. Is like
no one has
gotten
safe.
Multiple DUIs, all this stuff. And so now he himself needs his own PR team.
Oh my god. My
goodness. Yeah, bro. It's a clown.
What a tangled web we
weave.
It is
just a tangled mess over there.
Yeah.
I will say it is kind of scary how like you essentially are on trial in two different places, the actual judiciary system of the United States of America and the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Like two completely different trials going on at the same time. One of them, based in law. The other one is a lawless world. The wild west that is the internet.
Meme culture, man, has taken this by
no
fire.
No one is safe.
Well, and you have to kind of figure too. The second one controls your career in this case.
And that's the scary thing nowadays.
Right.
If your fan base goes kaput, yeah, I don't know.
If the mob comes after
again,
you.
I love you guys.
Now, here's something that's always intrigued me is because I side with Depp.
Right.
I wonder if social media only feeds me memes defending Depp. And I wonder
if
they
exist on the other side.
I don't know either. And that's what I'm getting at is I wonder if I'm only being served that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if there are people out there being served Amber stuff and then they're getting.
It's kind of like
the other world.
Like, not to get political, but it's kind of like, you know, I'm not one for Joe Biden. And so naturally I get a lot of stuff making fun of him.
Yeah.
And. But well, I know there's still those out there that are Biden supporters, all both of you.
Oh, shit!
Actually, that means there's only one because half of those followers are fake.
Did you see that? Yes.
Lost their underwear.
No, did you, like,
no.
Did you see on Twitter? In an investigation, because Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter, they had to do an audit of Twitter accounts to prove to him that there were less than 5% that are fake. And they found in this audit that nearly half of Joe Biden's followers are literal fake accounts.
Oh, wow.
Half.
And that just goes back to our conversation in the other podcast about bots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, on Twitter, you could be in a political debate and argument with
a Chinese robot
that's literally in favor of Biden. Or, you know, it's so scary.
What was that gif I sent? That was funny.
Well, I don't remember.
The robot is calling you a bot. You have to prove to a robot that you're not the bot.
Yeah. Right?
That's how it's going to be.
Right.
Well, and it is scary because, like, in this day and age, I think we've mentioned it before, we're no longer in an actual war of fighting with weapons. We are in a war of information.
Well, don't say that about Ukraine.
I mean,
how dare you?
And how do we know that everything we're seeing is true, too?
Yeah, from that's true.
I mean, there's a lot of video game footage out there.
Exactly. Like, in the very beginning, there was all that video game footage. But, I mean, there's just so much information is now currency. It's weaponry. It's how we know or don't know what's going on. I mean, that's scary, especially with how much it's manipulated.
Not to mention $40 billion pledged to Ukraine again.
Freak.
Ugh.
I hope they like their additions. Did you see to that? House.
Yeah.
40 mil.
Who voted T-crane. For these idiots?
And yet we don't have formula on our own shelves.
That, I have a theory.
Let's hear it.
I'm totally
Bill
joking.
Bill Gates.
Hey.
Hershey.
Oh. Hershey.
Yeah, because remember the whole, that small village that they sent formula out to?
Oh, it wasn't a small village.
No.
It was a country.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Although I heard you can get formula in Canada.
We're not in Canada.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of people posted like you can go on Amazon's Canada website.
You're getting busted for smuggling across the border. All right, what do you got?
Formula.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is us buying from Canada is just going to give Canada a shortage.
Exactly.
Well, that and then the people.
But it's also going to fuel their economy, too.
Yeah, but people are helping, like trying to help by saying you can substitute with this. It's not ideal, but you can. And they're doing these false information ads over all of that saying, don't do this. Don't give them milk. Don't give them that. And it's just like, what are you supposed to do? Let the kids starve?
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Dude, and it's scary that Bill Gates is at the top of all that because the dude has talked over and over about overpopulation in the world.
Right.
And how we need to get it under control.
Mm. Yeah. So Bill Gates is the modern day Thanos.
Basically.
All right.
And recently.
Only uglier.
I need to. Okay. I will disclaim. I need to substantiate this. I did see a brief article. Haven't dived into it. But apparently his ex-wife is sharing some stuff about why they got a divorce. And part of it is she claims was his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Mm.
Objection.
Hearsay.
Actually, I didn't hear it. I read it.
Oh.
Objection. Reed say.
Red said.
Red said.
So there was another one that I saw on the Bill Gates, and I think I sent this to you guys, but it was the Bill Gates. It's this meme, and it was like, Bill Gates is amazing. He launches artificial breast milk right as formula shortage hits America. He's also the largest investor in vaccines, and then there's a pandemic.
Wow.
He is the largest owner of land in America, and there's a food crisis.
So smart.
It's like he's clairvoyant.
Dude can see the future.
Yeah.
Or he's causing it.
The scariest thing that's going on in today's society is you don't know what to believe. You don't know if you're getting the truth from anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that's never a good place to be.
Yep.
Well, in the social media algorithms are designed to keep you on the platform, which means putting you in your own echo chambers.
Hmm.
Like we are going to see more of the stuff we like because it's designed to do that. But then at the same time, like I don't trust any of the mainstream media. Because they're all owned by massive corporations or extremely wealthy people. Like, Bezos bought Washington Post.
Yeah.
Like, he owns them. Like, MSNBC is owned by Bill Gates. Like,
is it really?
Yeah, it's Microsoft. MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft
News Broadcasting Network.
I didn't know that. Those dirty devils. Well, then, and then Disney owns, like, a bunch as well.
Yeah, we talked about
don't they own Fox?
They own all ABC stuff.
No, they
actually do own Fox.
Yeah, they own Fox.
Yeah, but just barely. Hmm. Like within the last year
Very
or two.
Very interesting.
Who? No, they bought Disney? Fox a little bit ago.
Yeah, because that's when they acquired Marvel.
But
and Simpsons.
No, they bought Marvel separately.
No, they got Simpsons and all those. Yeah,
I could be completely wrong. I don't think Disney got the Fox News portion of it.
I don't think they did either.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think it was just the entertainment side.
Well, that makes sense because Disney's on one side and I feel like Fox is on the other.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, dude, they bought Fox in 2019. Well, yeah. I guess that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was just the entertainment side. It was just the Fox Studios.
20th Century Fox is what they bought.
Did you guys see that? It was forever old now, but that one where it's the news guy and he's like signing off and he's saying all these things and then they start placing all of the news channels, all iterating the exact same lines.
Well, right.
And it starts flooding the screen and it becomes this giant echo.
Yeah.
Well, it's creepy. That's because all those news stations are owned by the Sinclair.
No.
Yes.
Broadcasting system.
But still, no, there was one where they were talking about COVID and everything. Oh, we can say that now.
Yeah,
right?
That's fine.
So MSNBC, we can't CNN, say COVID? Fox,
Rose America, you can say what you want.
It's, and it'll say like for one now. Person will say it's a danger to our democracy. And also you hear the other one, danger to our democracy, danger to our democracy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It starts
that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And it just starts spreading across the screen and there's all these different anchors and channels.
But I remember seeing Fox and CNN and MSNBC on that same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I just don't know anymore.
It's all.
I like to try and think that I'm a free thinker, but I wonder how much of my thought is actually influenced.
I was listening to a podcast, started a new one today, that they're interviewing Bill Maher. One of the questions they asked him, they're like, how do you find your information? They're like, because sometimes you have guests on there that you do get in kind of that, I'll say, argument, so to speak, and they come at you with some knowledgeable stuff and you stand your ground and hold your opinion with good rebuttal. And so they're like, where do you find your information? And he didn't really like full on answer it, but he just said, he's like, honestly, it's so hard nowadays because the first step is finding out where I can get the full story. He's like, because I feel like if I'm hearing it from MSNBC, I'm only getting one half of the story. If I'm getting it from Fox, I'm getting the other half of the story. Like, and it's hard to find nowadays where you can get the full, honest story.
Just the facts about it. Just give me the facts. I actually listened to him. He was on.
Give me the core facts.
I'm a Joe Rogan podcast, and I gained a lot of respect for him because he does. He doesn't care. He just gives you what he believes. And I respect that. I don't care what side you're on. Just tell me what you think, get offended when I tell you what I think.
I want to get back to those days. Yeah. Like,
we're starting it now. We're starting a revolution.
I feel like the pendulum might be on its way back. It's finally hit its precipice, and it's about to come back the other way.
I highly doubt that.
I don't know. Like,
why can't it just stay in the middle?
Because I've seen stuff like Bill Maher is a good example, because he's very much a left-leaning person.
Right.
But he's to the point where he's like, this is the facts. I'm going to point this out. Like, what we're doing on the left now is ridiculous and messed up. Like, we're too far.
Right.
And so he's kind of moved back to the middle. So you're seeing more people like, okay, maybe we've gone too far. We're getting a little extreme.
But he's done that from the beginning, too. He's like, so.
But and then I also just saw, Netflix put out a memo to like their people, their employees, where they basically said like, hey, it's possible you're going to work on things that you don't agree with. If you can't handle that, maybe this isn't the place for you to work.
Yep.
Oh. See you later. That's how it needs to be.
Interesting.
You need to be able to see both opposing views.
It's the freedom of choice too. It's like, if you don't like it, you don't have to stay here.
I get it, but it helps you.
But they have to stay on this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, but it helps you get an educated decision. I like looking at both sides and then come into my own conclusions about it and then doing research. So I'll research what they said, their facts were on this and on this side. And
exactly.
Then I kind of get it to where I want it and where think it should be.
How makes we get me, there. It makes me want to bring up another subject, but I'm afraid that this subject that I bring up might be its own topic.
Ding, ding, ding.
Do it.
Round.
And then we'll see.
I don't know.
Fight.
There's so much.
Finish him.
I don't know if I want to have this subject.
All right.
Well, but needless to say, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and it is scary because we don't have all the facts.
Right.
And so we need to do the research into both sides to really understand.
Of course.
It's kind of like finding multiple witnesses, you know, that all have a corroborating story, and it's like, okay, this is probably what's going on.
But it's so hard, too, because everybody's so busy. You have to work. You got to take care of your family. You got to take care of your home. You got to take care of all this.
Hell, you are preaching to the choir on that one.
That's why I said it.
I'm just saying.
We're the choir.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. Where was I going?
Sorry.
There's just so much you got to do. It's hard to do all the research.
Right. It's hard to. And I think that's part of the plan is it's just
just believe us.
Well,
just
beforehand, it was all about being reputable.
Right.
Right. It was about being correct. Oh. It wasn't about being first.
Right.
But the minute you were now able to monetize
right.
being first and monetize clicks, Now it's not necessarily about being correct. It's about what can drive the most amount of clicks.
Right. Denzel Washington shares. Said something about that.
And it doesn't matter if you're wrong or right, because if it pisses people off, they're going to share it. And if they share it, more people are going to see it and more engagement, and they're going to make more money.
So they do a big headline about it. And then if they have to rebuttal it, it's just in the footnotes of another article.
Oh, sorry. This was incorrect. But hey, we made a bunch of money off of it, right. And we got a ton of shares. So
there needs to be accountability.
Careful, because we've been blamed for that.
Yeah, which is true.
Clickbait, gotcha. Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, see,
in fairness, we have never claimed to like know facts, and like we're just kind of spitballing opinions here.
we're having the conversation. We're trying to see different point of views. Like, and in a lot of ways, it's the information's out there. We all have the pieces, but once we get together and actually discuss it, everyone's piece comes together, and we all together see the bigger picture.
It's a big pile of shit.
Like all Johnny's bed. Yeah! Full circle. Full circle.
I said it. I was just waiting for the spike.
Take off your glasses and climb out of your Jeep. Anyway.
Oh, love it so much.
Gosh, do I want to open up Roe versus Wade?
Oh, my goodness. No.
That is a big subject right now.
That's one I would prefer to do more research on first.
Okay.
Yep.
We could get eaten alive in the comment section.
I must
on that
be
one.
Living under a rock. Tell me what that one is.
Abortion rights. Well,
the short story.
Yeah, well,
it's about abortion rights.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's something we can come back to, because I feel like as five men.
Roe v. Wade.
I could piss a lot of people off on that one because I have my own opinion.
No matter what, we're going to piss people off.
Well, I know. But I know for a fact I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
Hell, my opinion might piss you guys off.
Well, maybe we just don't do it. How about we just don't?
Maybe not.
Well, no, because we can show that we can have a civil discussion about this. Because you guys might not like what I think.
But it's just one. It's one I want to know more about.
Probably not, though. Just
kidding. Just kidding. But basically, to answer Tony's question, Roe v. Wade was the Supreme Court ruling that basically said that the government and states can't rule over a woman's body and her choice to abort.
Okay.
So recently there was a memo that came out from them that was released illegally, like somebody internally sent this memo out, and it was basically how the justices are talking about overturning it, which would then give rights back to the states to make laws fully banning like abortion.
And so there's been some states that have already come out and banned it, right?
At state discretion.
So
Texas did, but they did it way before, and it's
they've
not
come
fully
out with
banded.
Different like heartbeat laws and stuff.
But it's not fully banned.
And the whole reason why I wanted to bring that up isn't even for that specific subject, but because I did the opposite, right? Back when we were talking about, I wonder who's being fed Amber stuff. I purposefully went down the rabbit hole on the leftist side to see what they're
trying to play the switcheroo on the algorithm.
Exactly. Trying to see what they're being served, and to see like why they would be so strongly opinionated against certain ideas. And one of them was seriously like, if this passes, the next thing they're going to come after is gay marriage. Right. And then the next thing they're going to come after is this. And it's like, oh, pump the brakes. Like, we're not like, that's just crazy.
Well, that's propaganda. Yeah.
Yeah. It's propaganda.
Well,
that's
the problem, is there's so much propaganda.
Well, we get fed. I mean, everybody gets fed propaganda. Yeah, the right gets fed propaganda.
Honestly, to your point, nowadays you pretty much have to have two accounts, and on each one only like the opposite side. And see what everyone's getting.
Not me. I'll just like pick some random topic just to go off, and then it kind of keeps it balanced out for me a little bit. Like, I'll be like, you should be able to have sex with elephants.
It's like, whoa, what made that? What?
Nope.
No, well, this is over.
There was legitimately something that came up saying, should you be able to have sex with elephants?
What are you clicking
on? And I
clicked
on, I was like, oh no. Let's see what people think about this.
What are you clicking on?
I wanted to see. It didn't show anything.
Well, now
I wanted
curious.
To see it, but it didn't show anything.
It was an article. That's sad.
I got it. I want to hear it.
I want to know now.
Now we're curious. Now we're on the edge of our
seats. How many people are in on this?
All right, you guys get it out, and then I'll continue.
Here's yeah, what out. What all the comments you want to say right now?
Your elephant weapon.
I mean, I don't think it's their hand. It's got to be their whole body. It's
not, that's like a, that's
only, when they're, only when they're hydrated. Okay, they're seriously.
Wait, are we on the receiving end or on?
On the
what are we talking about here?
I think you're going to die if you're on the receiving end.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Because you're trying to talk over buzzing bees here. Let's.
The bees are talking over me.
Did the dog step on it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, there's an article that said, should you be able to have sex with elephants? And it was, and it went into an article about an Indian trainer who would masturbate elephants to, because they needed relief to be able to be trained or whatever.
There
right?
you go, friends.
So, I was curious. I was like, what the hell is this? So,
there's a job for everybody.
It's not like a video, I mean, but there's an article about it. I was like, yeah. Shouldn't be schlonging an elephant, you know? So I read about it, and it was just saying that it helps with training, and he does this. It's a ritual. Wow.
Maybe
does he ride it like a pole?
Maybe
like
Barnum and Bailey pole? Would still be around if
but
if
anyways,
they were.
It was just talking about it, and it was saying, elephants. Should he be able to masturbate as part of the job to masturbate an elephant? And they're like, well, is it having sex with elephants? And I was just like, that's an interesting point of view. I'm sorry, Mom.
Hold on. Isn't there a scene in a movie where he jerks off an elephant?
What?
Oh, movies
what movie
you
do you watch?
No. Wow. What was that movie with that Canadian comedian that was really popular, like early, late 90s? He had like that, Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Oh, Tom Green?
Tom Green. At the end of that movie, doesn't he
know.
Do
I
something?
I never watched any of his stuff. He was a freaking weirdo.
He was freaking weird, dude.
I didn't yeah. do it. I liked him when he like cameoed very small parts.
Like in Grind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like off the hook.
But I don't think I ever watched an actual show of his.
That's a good movie.
You know, well, that what was the name of that movie?
It was the Tom Green movie.
No.
It was
Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
At the end of that, dude, I swear.
Would you like some sausages?
I've never seen that either. But no, like I'll just read random articles. I was like, what is going through people's heads?
I mean,
Tom Green, that's what's going through people's heads.
Right, I guess.
I'll give it to him. That might be a good way to train me. So,
well, I'll send you guys.
You are trained.
You are trained, bro.
Yeah.
Think Touché. About it.
All right.
That's the one person who wanted to do it.
But anyways.
Ouch.
That's what it was.
That's sure not meaner than
I'm
I meant
sure
to
there's
be.
Others that wanted.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, not out of us.
But anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why my friend. I love you. I get a Wild Wild West show of everything. Like, I'll send you guys an inspirational quote, and then I'll send you something completely outlandish.
It's true.
Ridiculous.
That is true.
Love it.
So
keeps us on our toes.
Keeps me on my toes too.
You send us a very inspirational speech, and then spiders on different drugs.
That's what it was.
my dad told me one time the other day that his dad said to him. I'm gonna ruin the numbers completely. But he told me his dad said when he was growing up to trust half of what you read or half of what you see.
I've heard of this.
And even less of what you read. Or something like, to that effect.
Trust half of what you see and even less of what you read.
Mm-hmm.
See, and nowadays I feel like the read is now watch.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's the problem is everyone reads headlines and that's it.
Mm. Not me. I read that whole elephant article.
The headlines half the time are not like they're not completely true to what's even in the article.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, that's well,
it's
true. Quick.
It's funny
yeah,
because
exactly, and that's the problem is everyone just reads that and makes their opinion on,
I read
the,
one,
on that.
I
like the elephant article.
I got
clickbait.
I got suckered into one time where it was like, what was it? Woman goes to emergency room. What was it? It was like saves her 4-year-old. From a trampoline, and then like it shows the quote of her, and it's like, I didn't think it would end by me being crushed by a trampoline or so. I can't remember now. Basically, reading the article, there was high winds. It was down in like southern Utah somewhere, and they were outside trying to gather up their yard stuff because of the windstorm, and she saw her trampoline start to come off the ground. And her 4-year-old was in its path. And so I'm trying to remember how the details of it, but basically she realized that if she did one thing, it would take out her 4-year-old. So she had to kind of stay where she was at. So the trampoline like bounced off of her and missed her 4-year-old. And it ended up being that she had like some bruised ribs and like it wasn't even that bad. Mm-hmm. But yet the quote and everything, it was like, oh, my gosh, she's like on her deathbed.
She was almost decapitated by a lawnmower and a trampoline.
I read that like it was I was thankful that it was nothing serious, but like the
you didn't know her.
No, but the dark side of me was disappointed because I was like, man, this wasn't even a close call. Like,
hold on. No, for real. Like I've read some articles because I try to. But again, life's so busy. Right. I honestly sometimes fall victim to it myself where I see an article. That's my opinion because I don't have time to read it. But yeah. Then there's times when I sit down, I'm like, no, I want to know. And I read it, and the article itself completely changes my opinion on what the title would have led me to believe.
Right. Then you have to keep clicking the next page to find out more.
Yep. On the flip side, there's even those stupid memes where it's like, this house was afforded in, you know, 1990-something by a single man income and had, you know, three kids. And this is ginormous house that literally only back then could have been owned by like a doctor and a nurse.
Uh-huh. Right.
And but like people are skewing the past to make it seem like today is that bad. And today is bad. I'm not discarding that.
Inflation is horrendous.
But it wasn't like that back then either. So there's the skewing on both ends.
Making the grass look greener.
Yeah. Anyway. Internet's wild.
It's a crazy place. So just use common sense. If I mean, it's not as common as it used to be, but try to find it.
But that's what they said about us too.
True.
What?
Common sense isn't what it used to be. Oh. That keeps going down the line of generations.
Well, I think the farther you, like the internet creates a rose-colored window for you to look at life.
Yes.
Whereas the reason common sense would have been better in the olden days is because they didn't have that distraction. They didn't have a TV to stare at for the longest time.
Like this works.
Or a radio.
This doesn't
they
work.
Literally had to go out and go, oh, it is raining. Oh, yes. That house is on fire. Like, you know, like they
good
saw
thing
it
it's
firsthand,
raining.
First person. Exactly. But like they didn't have it as skewed, and so it was a lot easier to have the common sense.
Common
nowadays,
sense.
Nowadays, it's a lot harder. Sorry. But it's there. Take everything with a grain of salt and just think about it. Like, some things they claim are completely
sadly,
impossible.
I've learned that becoming a supervisor and everything, there's been some things where I was like, well, I just kind of figured that they should know that. It's kind of common sense. And my boss, she would just say, that's one thing you kind of just have to assume nobody has. I'm like, okay. And that was great advice because now it's like when we get new tellers or just train new employees, you literally have to train them like they're toddlers. As sad as it is to say, and I apologize if any of you are listening, but I more just mean... you just can't assume anything anymore.
No.
But
gosh, I wanted to read this one little tiny excerpt again. Oh, I can't remember how I came across it. I want to say it was on Facebook, but it was basically stating how from 85 to 95 is a unique generation in that we lived pre-internet and post-internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have lived both eras in essence between technologies, and so we have learned the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Mm.
And so in that we have learned things the old school way and have adapted to the new school way, and that we should be the ones are that age range
running
should
stuff.
Be the ones running things because we understand both sides to the arguments as far as ageism.
We should but so I feel like some of us just dive deep into the newness of what we are now and forgot what we grew up in.
Well, and that's the other hard thing, though, with politicians is like that's literally what they're wanting to be. These people want to be in that world, and that world sucks. And they're taking advantage of it because that's what they want to be. So all the good people, like you see it all the time in history with like specific like kings or leaders or whatever, the ones who are the best are the ones who don't want it. George Washington didn't want to be president.
Yeah.
He didn't want it and stepped down as soon as he could.
Yeah.
And he was literally the first leader of the greatest nation in the world. And like,
and there's hatred. So
many. I don't freaking care. I love this place. There's so many leaders that are like that, though. The good ones don't want to be it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's an article you guys should look up, too. It's called the Oregon Trail Generation. And like you were saying, that's what we are, is the Oregon Trail Generation.
Dysentery. Yeah.
Referencing the game?
Yeah.
You don't remember walking the Oregon Trail? Don't remember the tuberculosis that took your leg?
I more mean just like...
Shut up. The Donner Party? You don't remember us?
You don't remember eating your friends?
I'm about to.
But yeah, we went from 8 bit or whatever. But yeah, it's just saying we're the Oregon Trail, and it pretty much describes what you said. We pioneered through it all, and so we should be the ones kind of helping.
We hunted too much. Got too much food.
You can't hunt too much.
That's why there's no more buffalo.
You ran out of salt to salt the meat. We floated the wagons where we should have went through.
All right, are well beyond conversation of Johnny Amber and Johnny.
Let him die.
to somewhat bring it back, I do have a quick question. When is the trial set to be over? Like, when is...
Freaking never.
Who knows?
They have apparently a specific amount of time to, like, ask their questions and be on the stands. And I swear, like... Well, they took a week recess that just ended this Monday. But... The judge was like telling him how much time they had left, and they had like each around 24 hours of like to present their evidence and testimonials questions and all that stuff. So, I mean,
it's like 24 hours, 2 hours a day type thing.
Kind of. Yeah, I think so.
Well, there's that. Oh, yeah. That one where his lawyer turned back and like hit. Saying wrote that down because
she mentioned
an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Name. And so then that allowed them to bring her in for questioning.
Right. So now that's probably going to happen, right? She hasn't come in yet, though.
I'm not sure.
I don't think she has.
Well, but, it was not only that, but it was now they can start using her ex-boyfriends against her as well.
It's because it's relevant now.
Yeah.
Because it was mentioned. So
she mentioned Musk.
So right. I feel like with that,
he's too busy buying Twitter.
Not just this trial, but just in general, if that's a rule in the courtroom, then like as people slip and keep saying things, it could go on forever.
Right.
Yeah, but I think they still have a set amount of time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, so the judge is like, this is how much time you have left.
Got you. Yeah, so you got to bring your best case.
Mm-hmm.
So
obviously, the sooner it happens, the better it is for them.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
and you wild also world. Brought up a good point that what we're agreeing to may not be, was it? I don't remember. I think it was you.
Maybe.
Anyway, the whole point that what we're seeing about Johnny, the jury may not be seeing.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they may be coming to a completely different conclusion than what the rest of the world is.
I know. Could you imagine if all of a sudden it does go in Amber's favor and I feel like the internet would be shocked.
I've watched some of the live things though, where it's not just the highlights and clips, and it's about the same as the clips are showing. Yeah,
when Johnny's the dude does have this magnetic, just charming personality, and you feel it in the room. Like when he's on stage, the audience of the freaking courtroom is laughing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, genuine. Robert Downey has already offered him a job the minute this is all over.
A job for doing what?
Acting.
In what? Sherlock Holmes 3.
Oh, bro, that's been a while.
That would be fantastic.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Wouldn't that be great? Anyway. All right, that's a good note. We're going to end this podcast. But, hey, if you stuck around and you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe down below. We'd really appreciate it. And, hey, you know, drop us those likes and comments and ratings. We all the same. It all helps every single little bit. So please do it all if you haven't. And we'll see you guys here.
Hey, God.
Ah, no.
If you've listened this far, comment.
Okeechobee.
No, we did that one already.
Flamin' Hot.
Flamin' Hot if you're still here right now. Ping pong.
Flamin' Hot. I was going to say we forgot to open these while... We were in the podcast.
That's
okay.
We'll do it next.
That's okay. Flaming hot ping pong balls.
Although it's funny, I was reading some comments on the video we did this last on, and I was like, why is everyone saying like all these words?
Oh, see,
what was the one? It was the one I used. Thing. I know, but what was the word I used? It was like start with an R, didn't it? Oh, what
rigorous.
Was it?
Rigorous.
That's right.
I was rigorous, like, Okeechobee, and then there was one more.
Saying rigorous? So I was like, oh, that's right.
That was me.
All right. Use Flamin' Hot. Oh, actually, throw the hashtag Flamin' Hot and leave us like a question. Maybe we'll start doing like throwing in a commentary or questions from the community.
I would love to do a commentary.
And it doesn't even have to be a question relevant to this episode. Just a question, and we'll start coming back to them.
Fill our heads with positive thoughts.
We'll answer some questions and do a little roast.
We love you. We thank you, and we'll see you guys here next time.
Love you guys.
Ciao.
See ya. Later.
Thanks for being part of this crowd.